From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Utah's wildfires could impact your long weekend plans. Fire weather conditions for much of the state are elevated to critical heading into the holiday weekend. The Iron and Cherry fires have forced the closure of some BLM land in Juab and Tooele counties. The Iron Fire is almost 42,000 acres, while the Cherry Fire is just over 34,000. The Needles District of Canyonlands National Park will stay closed because of the Babylon Fire. Visitors have already been evacuated, and now backcountry permits and campground reservations are canceled through July 31st. The rest of Canyonlands is open but might be smoky. The Babylon Fire is burning south of the park in the Manti La Salle National Forest. It's past 70,000 acres with no containment. Wildfires are raging across Utah and the entire West, so governors of several western states are looking to better coordinate with each other and their federal partners. KUER's Sean Higgins has more.
At the annual Western Governors Association meeting in Park City, wildfire and how to prevent it took up much of the first day. U.S. Forest Service Chief Tom Schultz said with low snowpacks and high temps, there is no silver bullet.
We cannot just suppress fires and get out of this. Like, it requires land management, it requires fuels treatments, it requires prescribed fire. All of this stuff goes together.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox is the association's outgoing chair. He referenced the Cottonwood Fire and said there is an environmental argument for better forest management, and that includes logging.
For people who care about air quality and the environment, the results of that fire in Beaver, the water quality issues, the destruction of fisheries, and then the air quality in our state has done more than any gas burning or you know, coal burning in the past 10 years.
Governors in attendance and Chief Schultz agreed that more shared stewardship agreements are the way forward. Those will allow states and the federal government to do fire mitigation and reforestation work on a bigger and faster scale. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
A shakeup to Aggie athletics is now official. Utah State has joined the Pac-12 conference. It's one of seven new schools at the league named today. And one prominent alumnus is showing his support for USU's move. Governor Spencer Cox posted a video on social media.
As a proud Aggie, I'm so excited to see Utah State begin this new chapter in the Pac-12. USU has always punched above its weight, and now the rest of the conference will get to see what Aggie Nation is all about. The future is bright in Logan. Go Aggies.
The conference is now up to 9 teams after a mass exodus in 2023 that included the University of Utah. And Utah Tech and Southern Utah Universities are now officially part of a new conference as well, the Big Sky. Weber State was already a member. You are listening to KUER News.